This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi, Erin, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what is the Umpqua Grown Guide?
The Umpqua Grown Guide is our local food guide. The guide has a listing or a directory of all the local farms, farmers markets, restaurants and breweries and wineries that have local food or are using locally grown products in their menus.
And how long have these, has this publication been put out?
Gosh, I think this is our fourth year now.
And who's kind of all behind this?
So this project started the first year. Susie Johnston Forte and I had drinks one day, and we were talking about all the duplication of projects going on around food resources. And so we got together with Jess at Thrive Umpqua and decided to create this guide. So at the time, it was a partnership between Rogue Food Unites, Thrive Umpqua, and Umpqua Valley Farm to School. And then we looped in Feeding Umpqua as well, since they're such a huge partner in food access and food in the community.
So obviously, a lot of work goes into putting this together.
Yes, it's pretty much a year-long thing. We typically start working on it in September, but Jess and I have actually already started on the 2026 guide because we see that it's a very time, it takes a lot of time to put it together.
And are you seeing the interest in local food still increasing?
Yeah, we really are. It's interesting when we talk to local businesses that I'm maybe not aware of that are using local foods, and they say, oh no, we're getting our beef from a local farm, or we're getting, you know, this product or that product from a local farmer. We shop at the farmer's market each weekend to buy our produce for our menu for the week. And then, you know, the Umpqua Valley Farmer's Market is just slammed every weekend right now. I'm the board president there, and we have been seeing 2,000 plus people come through each weekend. So definitely still a huge interest in local products here.
So how soon will this guide be out?
It will be in hand by the end of this week, and then we have a few release parties happening. So next Friday the 13th at the Laney Farm Stand out on Melrose Road, we'll have a launch party between 4:30 and 6:30, where we'll have charcuterie trays for free food options, and then you can buy your own drinks. And then, of course, you can take the guide with you. We would love for people to take a case or so of the guides and help distribute them. And then Saturday the 14th, we'll have another launch party at the farmer's market for folks to pick up the guide.
Wow. And then will be available anywhere in particular after that?
Yes, you can always pick them up at Rainbow Kitchen downtown on Southeast Cass, or you can pick them up at Thrive Umpqua on Southeast Jackson, or you can stop by any of your local food establishments and they should have them. Typically, we have them at North 40 and Gathering Grounds and the Farmers Market, Umpqua Valley Farmers Market. Pretty much anywhere you find local products, we plan to get them out there.
So with all your interest in this, do you actually grow a garden yourself?
I do. Yeah, I have two pretty big gardens at home. We're working on a lot more native plants, but we have a big food garden. I also run Umpqua Valley Farm to School. So we just took over the dairy garden at the Umpqua Dairy. So lots of stuff going on there, and then school gardens galore. So lots of gardening going on in my life.
And Farm to School, talk about what that is for a second.
Yeah, Umpqua Valley Farm to School has been going on since 2019. We work with school gardens in the community. We teach youth how to grow food and how to prepare food. So right now we're busy with farm field trips. So we take several different schools out to local farms. This year we're partnering with Laney Farm and Valadez Organic Produce, and they get to take a tour of the farm. They get to try lots of fresh produce from the farm. They talk to the farmers and learn about what being a farmer is all about.
So do a lot of kids really, maybe especially if they're young enough, really don't know where their food comes from?
Yes. It's really, really cool to see kids catch on to growing food and understanding that a tomato is not grown underground. It comes from a plant. And, you know, we talk a lot about the difference between a fruit and a vegetable and how a tomato can be either one. And a fruit.
So why is that?
Well, it's because botanically speaking, a fruit is anything that comes from the flower of a plant. So when you have a tomato plant, it flowers first, and then that flower is pollinated and it turns into the tomato. And then once you pick it, you can still call it a fruit or you can call it a vegetable. Sometimes it's based on nutrient content. Sometimes it's just kind of what we call it.
What are some of the other questions kids have?
Oh, gosh. They're very interested in worms. So we have worm compost bins at each of our schools. And at this point, we've tried every different style of worm composting. And the thing that works out best for us is just a raised bed with a lid on it. And so we compost our food scraps directly into that so the kids can dig around in it. And the worms tend to not die because they can go underground when it's cooler or hotter and kind of stay where the temperature is a little bit more regulated.
Wow. All right. So for Umpqua Grown Guide, again, how soon does that come out?
Should be out by the end of this week. And then we'll have our launch party Friday the 13th and Friday the 14th at Laney Farm Stand and Umpqua Valley Farmers Market. You can also look at umpquagrown.com, and that's got a really cool online directory where you can find any products you want just by typing in, you know, if you're looking for honey, you can type that into the search bar and it'll show you all the vendors that have honey.
All right, Aaron Maidlow, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
8:38 at the Morning Report.